It is said often that education opens up a world of opportunities. That is the exact message of an event at Rogue Community College today, aimed at Latino students, juniors and seniors in high school. The shorthand for the event is EMO, E-M-O, or in Spanish, Educación, Un Mundo de Oportunidades, Education, A World of Opportunities. Our first guest today demonstrates the world that education opens up. He'll be the keynote speaker today at the Table Rock campus of RCC. He is Leonel Vicente Vicente, an immigrant and author from Guatemala. Leo, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Let me move that microphone just a little closer. There we go. So tell us about you grew up in Guatemala.
Yes.
And an indigenous place.
Yeah, I was born and grew up in Guatemala, speaking my Mayan language, Quiche. And as I was growing up with corn, vegetables, in my poor town, which is San Vicente, Guanabac, Guatemala.
And so you didn't really know Spanish even until what age?
I didn't know any Spanish until I was 7 when I started kindergarten. I think I was too old for that level, and it was really hard because all the teachers didn't speak any of my language, and it was really hard for me. The communication between the teachers and students at that time was really hard. So, but finally, I made it like other kids over there in our town. After you finish your sixth grade, you speak very barely.
Give us a sense of this place in Guatemala where you're from. Is that Buenabaj is the name of the place?
San Vicente Buenabaj. It means it's Mayan word. It means like a good rock.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Vicente. It comes from a history. Used to be there from the conquistadors in Spain when they were there. So most of my my people there, the whole San Vicente, maybe like over 20,000 people, they all has this middle and last name Vicente. So.
Oh, that's why you're Leonel Vicente Vicente.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how, I mean, it sounds like the traditions of your community go way back. I mean, this is like thousands of years of tradition still intact in that place.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's, I would like to speak about that point there. I am original from Mayan, and those little towns there, they were designed for many things. Basically, the nature and a lot of culture was still alive there. I would say the language, that's the great culture, which is still alive in our community, in the dress and some other things, our gods over there, and that's the Mayan's life.
So still going after thousands and thousands of years.
Fortunately, it's still going in some communities, not in the whole country, but yeah.
All right, so you grew up speaking, knowing one set of traditions and customs, and speaking Quiche. You get to elementary school, and you're having to learn to speak Spanish. But over by the time you were in sixth grade, why did your schooling stop at that age?
Because at that time, we didn't have any middle school or high school in my town. So in order to continue my education, I had to leave my San Vicente, Guanabac, and go to a big city. And that is all money, which is my parents, they couldn't afford it, and so that's one of the reasons of my life and other kids at that time that our education stopped at that level, and even though we wanted, but it just didn't happen.
And so you're what, 11, 12 years old, and your education has basically ended. What prospects existed for you then? What kinds of things did you do?
Well, after my elementary, sixth grade, I started working. Be independent and leave my country and go to the coast of Guatemala, including I went to Honduras for a few months and tried to be a merchant there with my products, and didn't go well. It's just one way to survive in my country.
We're talking to Leonel Vicente Vicente, who'll be the keynote speaker at the EMO conference today at Rogue Community College's Table Rock campus in White City. EMO stands for Educación, Un Mundo de Oportunidades, or Education, A World of Opportunities, which Leonel has proven. He's gone from a sixth grade education in Guatemala to compiling a lot more information, has learned his third language with English, and is about to tell us his story about immigration as well. You can join us on The Exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So bumping along, not quite making a really good living, it sounds like, in Guatemala. So what made you decide to get out of Guatemala?
Well, first, the violence and poorness, it's one of the reasons many, many people leave their lovely country. Probably it's not just in Guatemala, in other countries, in Central America, and that was one of the reasons. And everybody wanted or wants a good future for their life. And I thought this is the right country, and so I had to leave my country illegally across all Mexico. And took me 32 days to get in Florida.
How did you get to Florida from Mexico?
Well, at that time, there is specific people, which is they call it coyote. Coyotes, and that's I had one from my town, San Vicente, Guanabac, and he guided us all the way to the United States in all Mexico, probably with his connection and all that. And we made it. We was hiding from the Mexican law.
All right. So you actually had to contract. I mean, then the coyotes have a terrible reputation on this side of the border, certainly for taking your money and not necessarily delivering the goods. But it sounds like at least you got where you wanted to go. You got to the United States.
Yeah. Fortunately, that happened because it's a lot of money to pay a coyote to get here. It's like probably like triple than just to getting a airplane ticket. But if you made it, it's not guaranteed that you can make that trip. So if you don't make it, you lose that money. But unfortunately, I made it at that year in 1995.
And so, how did you end up in the Rogue Valley?
Well, in 2008, I got in Oregon, which is the state that was waiting. Had a lot of surprise for my life, which is I didn't know until I went back to school and I started learning English as a second language. And then after that, I started taking classes for my GED. And I discovered that books and pen, that's the best recipe for the soul. And I just became with new dreams, goals, and that's how I end in RCC.
Recipe for the Soul, is that what you said?
But then after like couple years later, that I wanted to talk with the world, but it's hard to walk around and everybody wants to talk to you, to listen to you. So I just decided maybe the best way to talk to the world is to write some message on a book, and that was my decision. But I didn't have a specific message for the world. The only thing I knew in life is my experience as an immigrant. So I started collecting stories with my own experience, and I put them in order. I put in a book, and finally in 2011, I became an author with the El Inmigrante Guatemalteco. And that was the richness of my heart, of my effort in this country.
In fact, you've got, five books now?
Yeah, I got 5 books right now. I got 2 poetry, and I got 1 in English, which is the Brave Path of the Mayan Heart, and I got the bilingual one. Diego is which is the same one with illustration for it's just children books.
I noticed the Brave Path of the Mayan Heart. I was looking at that just a bit yesterday, which is a story of a child very much like yourself.
Yeah, actually, it's my own life.
It is
autobiography.
Is there anything you'd like to read from some of these works? We have 2 of your books here, and one of them is Espejo del Universo de la Creación, which is a book of poetry by you, and the other one is the bilingual version of The Brave Path of the Mayan Heart. Would you like to read a poem out of the book, perhaps? In fact, it's interesting because I was thinking about your journey as we came in today, and as I just flipped your poetry book open, it came to El Camino es Largo.
Okay,
I wonder if you might read that for
us. Yeah, well, I'm going to read in Spanish, right? El camino es largo desde Tylon. Analizar la palabra, escuchar la vida, emprender las nubes, admirar el techo azul sin roncar, con regalo anhelado. La sustancia humana define la salud sin levantar un dedo. Más que mirar, tal señor amarillento cada amanecer, inculcar los días del anciano, porque el camino es largo, no precisamente para ser sabio, reconocer las obras y la fuente de la sabiduría, y nada más, porque nadie es árbol que la sabiduría compone. El arcoíris es el buen camino, y con el permiso de Dios.
It's a good road. Is that what the ending says?
Yeah, it's the journey of life. It's basically it's by God. If you design your life first.
El Camino es Largo is the name of the poem. Yeah. Leonel Vicente is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He has made a long trip from Guatemala in a very traditional village, speaking Quiche to the Rogue Valley, speaking English, and is speaking as a keynote speaker today at the EMO conference at Rogue Community College's Table Rock campus. EMO is the Spanish acronym for Educación, Un Mundo de Oportunidades, Education, A World of Opportunities. Questions or comments here on the Jefferson Exchange, we'd like to hear from you. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. When did you take up poetry? Is this something you took up as an adult?
I'm sure I was born with all my what I have right now. I just didn't know. I did a lot of sport, soccer and taekwondo, martial arts, and I was happy at that time. But I knew this was something hiding inside of me. And after I wrote my 2 Spanish book, and I started playing with the verse, and until came up and made poems. So I just decided to become a poet, publishing my first poetry. And so now I know that I have those talents, and I don't want to take it with me. I want to leave them for the world. And the best way to do it is, you know, books.
Not just keep it inside of you, but share it with people as
sure.
Well.
That's I think I was designed to share my heart, my thoughts, my feelings with the world, and that's the mission of a writer, of an author.
Which is what you plan to do today. You're sharing stuff with the high school juniors and seniors. What I mean, I imagine you've spoken to a few groups before, and what's the key message you deliver to them about sticking to their guns with education?
Well, today is first of all, EMO. It's a great program and great opportunity to support our youths, especially the youths that come from Mexico and Guatemala, and most of them, they don't know where they're at. And I think, like, they are in the middle of the fruits and weapons in this country, but they not take it advantage. So it looks like they're sleeping in the middle of the fruits of life. And I want to share my experience with them. How hard was my experience? So maybe that way they will take a message, so they can use their weapons and to go to be a champion, to be a warrior in life. And it's like my life was in Guatemala and Mexico. There is numbers of lives there, like they're living the life I had. So I just want to share this experience with the EMO students, seniors, and juniors, so then maybe they will make a goal after they see their real life and after outside of this country.
Do they ever, when you talk to students, do they ever talk about how difficult it is to try to take their education in a language not native to them?
Well, basically, I don't think it's easy. Most of them, they only want to speak English. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons I'm there today. They speak more English than Spanish, and which is not right. The more you know, the future is big. So that's one of the topics today. To support them, to give them a key how to become more wisdom in life. And
so the life you left behind in Guatemala, has it gotten any better? I mean, is it still a place that's racked with violence?
It's getting better right now. It's one thing I need to mention is, like, I was born without technology. now in my country, it's technology, it's getting way, way better there, and which is the violence is less right now. Mm-hmm. And everything has been changing.
Are you still in touch with many people in Guatemala?
Yeah, I got family, I got people there, and I'm happy to to have family there and basically more my country.
So you've got, I have to believe that any student who hears your story is going to be impressed by how hard you work to get to where you are today. And it seems like they don't have to work quite as hard to get to the level that you got to. I mean, because they're here already and they know more English than you do, for example.
Yeah. Well, I hope that was my goal, to surprise them, to impress them with my story, with my journey as an immigrant. And it's not easy to be right here talking to you. I had to do something to be here and speaking with you. And that's the main idea of my mission today with the students, and explain to them and how to become a champion in life. And they have a lot of opportunities here. And they have loans, they have financial aid, and in my country, there is high school there now in my town, and there is middle school. But if you have cash, you can go to college. You don't get any programs with the financial aid to go to college. But this boys here in the United States, they have everything. You just gotta know how to do it, and you just gotta go. I call that as a weapons. That's your weapons. You have weapons. If you don't wanna go to war, well, that's your problem.
Using the weapons. Okay, yeah. That's a great way to put it. Leonel Vicente is an immigrant and author from Guatemala, and he'll be speaking today at the EMO conference at Rogue Community College's Table Rock campus. EMO is for Educación, Un Mundo de Oportunidades, or Education, A World of Opportunities, which he has taken advantage of. Leonel, thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange. Good to have you.